Mahmud's Diary, July 4, 1912, New York. Today was the anniversary of the independence of the United States from England. There were celebrations everywhere. The master was invited to attend the 4th of July parade, to which the mayor was also invited. Special messenger had been sent to the master at Montclair with the invitation. He replied then that he would come if his schedule would permit. As it was not a spiritual occasion, the master did not go, but in order to show his interest, he sent us, his companions, wearing our Persian hats and abbas. We arrived before the mayor, were received with great honor as representatives of Abdu'l-Bahá, and were given seats near the mayor's chair. There were people there from many nations, including China, Japan, Turkey, and India, as well as members of the American military and businesses, carrying flags and decorations for the celebration. All these passed before the mayor and were followed by parades of men, women, boys, and girls, in gala dress and singing sweetly. As they passed by the mayor's stand, he spoke to all gracefully and kindly. After the parade, it was the turn of the poets and speech makers. When we returned from the event to the master, we described all that had taken place. It was well that he did not go, because the excessive heat and crowds would have been a strain to his strength and health. Whenever it is beneficial to the interests of the cause, he endures every kind of hardship. For example, on certain days during this journey, in spite of exhaustion and fatigue, he went to faraway places and attended many gatherings in the course of one day. He said, "I am continually speaking from morning until evening. Not even the strongest person would have such patience and fortitude." In the afternoon, at the request of friends, he went for an automobile ride into town. In the evening, he spoke at length in his home about the coming of the Promised One.